My name is Mark Rubin, and I'm a dream weaver. I hope these widgets help you weave your dreams into reality. This is a story about time and honey. Time is honey. In 2020, the pandemic hit, and I got bees from my backyard because I was fascinated by bees and their energy-efficient ways. And I thought it'd be fun to spend time outside learning something new. I got the bees on June 1st, 2020, put them in the hive, got all the stuff I needed, all the, you know, boxes and equipment and different things, bee suit, protective gear, smoker, everything. And I was watching them. I had a chair and I was sitting next to the beehive and I would watch them come and go. I put my shed, I have a shed back there too. And I put the shed in a way so that the bees, when they leave their beehive, have to do like a spiral because there's a wall here and go up so they wouldn't run into me. They don't like to run into stuff. So I would sit in between the beehive and the shed with my back up against the shed, which is only 6 feet, 2 meters away, but they wouldn't run into me. It was fun to watch them come and go. I would watch a bee land on this landing board on the beehive and do a little dance, a waggle dance it's called, which has been studied. And the waggle dance tells the other bees where the energy is. The position of the flowers around the hive is a strong nectar source. Is there a lot of energy in there? The distance, so the angle, the distance, and is there a lot? And based on that information, watching them, I could see that a bunch of bees would take off in that direction. And then all together, they would just take off in a direction together based on this waggle dance. And all that was so cool. They were communicating where the energy was. And I thought that was a super efficient, you know, communication architecture, super efficient way, because the other forager bees that are out of the hive, they know where the honey is, the future honey. They know where the sugar is today, which gets converted into honey later. And I was thinking about it, about how this saves energy. And I was thinking about my junk business, where if a driver was driving a truck and they went past like a garage clean out, they just saw a bunch of junk at the end of someone's driveway, or in a moving truck with a pile of junk next to it, which happens often, is that when people are moving, they decide they run out of room in the truck and then they pick what they want to take and they leave a pile of junk in front of their house and it's got to go. So what my drivers would do is they would pick up the phone and they would call the office, communicate to the office, and the managers in the office would dispatch a bunch of trucks in that direction, just like the bees. Send the carrying capacity in the direction to go get the energy, which is called money, which we trade for work, of the work of loading things and moving things, just like the bees. And I thought that was super cool. Like, what is that? Like, basically, like, we're playing this same game with money that the bees are playing with honey. And this is like around, I want to say like June 6th or 10th, only a 5 days after I got these hives. And I'm sitting there, I'm just watching them. And I'm like, oh, time is honey. And I thought, time is honey. And I was like, if time is honey, then the game of optimization of bees is the same as the optimization game of business. And I thought the business of the bees is the same as the business of humans. And that's why the bee business of making honey is the same as the human business of making money, because time is honey and time is money. This is after I had learned that sugar is energy, and that the bees store this energy in a bank and they trade it for time not working, leaving the hive, doing work, gathering it. And that's the same in a business as having money in the bank and then using that money to buy time not working, like in the slow season and stuff, because my business is seasonal business. So it's less busy in the winter, but you could lose money in the winter. We have to gather the money when there's money to gather and then bank it, and then scale things up and down to try to preserve as much as possible so that you can make it through the winter. And that's what the bees are doing with honey, because they're using the energy in the honey to keep the hive warm in the winter by vibrating their bodies, and they form a ball around the queen and they vibrate their bodies and that keeps her warm. And So they're converting energy from the sun, stored in the form of sugar, into mechanical work through vibration that heats up the hive. The hive in Fahrenheit might be 70 degrees Fahrenheit, even when it's like 20 degrees Fahrenheit outside the hive, because they're warming it. And that costs work, which takes energy. And I was just thinking of all these things, and it struck me that I could explain my ideas about energy transfer, my models of energy transfer, and a way to live in harmony with the rest of nature through the secrets of the bees. And this could be related to the good thing that I was going to do. And a line from Honey is Money, The Secrets of the Bees, in this chapter, Time is Honey, chapter four, secret four. The last part of it goes, so be mindful of your minutes and be timeful of your mind. Time costs a lot of honey, and it takes time to find.